was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching baits, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in.
Welcome, 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 Resurrect the Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam, tonight, USS Liberty with Dave Gary and Phil Turney. Roll that clip.
Next summer, June 2017, marks the 50th anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. In order to honor our fallen brothers
and to spread the word about our search for answers,
a group of veterans of the USS Liberty, in association with a passionate group of filmmakers, are in pre-production on a feature film about the attack and the aftermath.
We are planning to release this film to commemorate the 50th anniversary of this attack.
We're going to use the latest filmmaking technology
and special effects to bring our story to life in a way never before possible. A feature film based on the attack on the USS Liberty
and the veterans' search for truth
is finally being made.
But we need your help to produce this important independent film
and make this movie as spectacular as possible. Your donation will enable us to recreate our story with blockbuster production value on the big screen.
Our story has never been told like this before.
Most Americans don't know about the USS Liberty. By creating a major motion picture, we believe the story of the Liberty will reach millions of people in a way never before possible. Help us tell our story of survival and the search for answers. Donate to the USS Liberty Film Project today.
This is the last opportunity for Liberty survivors to accomplish this extraordinary task.
Help us tell our story. Visit USSLibertyMovie.com and support the fundraising effort. We veterans of the USS Liberty thank you for your generosity.
One of the most important documentary films of this decade, the USS Liberty AGTR-5, has been called the most decorated United States naval ship for a single action. Our audience doesn't need much information or background more than this, but there are many people out there who I'm going to be sharing tonight's episode with who absolutely do. There have been many attempts to try and bring this information to light, and an ongoing and absolutely disgraceful cover-up for nearly 50 years. I have to tell you that when I first learned of the Liberty so later on in life, I wept. I was torn apart by the fact that my government could leave these men hanged to dry. 34 men viciously slaughtered. 174 wounded. Forced to live so many years being political pawns. Based upon the new book by Liberty survivor Phil Turney, who is joining us tonight, Erasing the Liberty, his battle to keep alive the memory of Israel's attack on the United States ship, the Liberty. Some of the ship's survivors and supporters have decided the most effective way to bring the story of the Liberty to the widest possible audience was through a full-length feature film. I fully support that effort, and I ask you, our audience, to fully support this effort. Liberty survivors are passing on. They need to have their information shared. They need to have their story told. The American people not only deserve to hear the truth, but we who do know, it is our honor, our obligation, our duty, our responsibility to honor these men and the horrendous life that they had to deal with. This pressure of the cover-up, McCain, who has sought to bury this in a title of the most ridiculous type. Anti-Semitism is not even an issue. Anti-Semitism is the unprovoked, unreasonable attack upon Jews. Now, I would urge anybody to say how many groups of people out there have a special term designed to protect them of silencing all dissent. This is not in any way an attack upon Jews in this world. This is an indictment. This is an indictment upon two governments, two corrupt governments who have for a very long time gotten away with what they should not have. We have today Mr. Gary and Phil Turney on the show. Gentlemen, welcome to the show tonight. It is my honor to have you on this show, with much respect. To you especially, Mr. Turney, I've been waiting to have you on the show for quite a while. I know that you've been on the network, but finally we had an opportunity, and I thank you for joining us tonight, sir.
Well, welcome to the show. Well, thank you, and I appreciate that introduction very much. It is about as close as you can get to what happened, and it is something we've been yearning for years and years and years.
Yes.
This is my second book. My first book was What I Saw That Day, and that is a good book, a great book in my view, but this book here is so well documented, and I wanted to have a lot of survivors in their own words tell their story about cold-blooded murder on the high seas by the Zionist state of Israel and the cover-up by our government and leaving us out there to all to die.
Yes, sir.
And it is something that should not happen to anyone. And the idea that you leave no man behind is BS. Because LBJ and McNamara and the cronies in Congress and every president since then have done exactly that. They could care less about leaving us behind. Why?
Yes, sir.
Because they were in on it. We were set up by our own government to be assassinated by the Zionist state of Israel and blame it on a foreign country, and that foreign country would have been Egypt.
Yes, sir.
There's many things we're going to get into, because I know this is a great two-hour show, and again, it's my pleasure to be on air with you, and you know, please call me Phil, and you know, Dave is one of my closest friends and allies, and he's the producer of the film, and we've been talking about this for over a year, and we finally got it out there. The book will be out next week, And so we're proceeding from there. And it's been a lifelong dream for me. But Dave has been associated with the USS Liberty for quite some time. And with his help and his ingenuity and his smarts, we got together on board a ship in Florida called the USS American Victory. We filmed there for a couple days to do the fundraising film and also to get a feel of the ship, which is exactly like the Liberty, except it still has the cargo holds and stuff like that, which our ship did not have. It was refitted in Bremerton, Washington, and then brought over from Bremerton into Norfolk, Virginia. And then it did a shakedown cruise after that. Now, I didn't get aboard the Liberty until after the first cruise. That was in mid-1965. But I want you to, folks out there listening, remember one thing and take this to heart. When they decided to slit our throats, and the animals in those airplanes and torpedo boats and helicopters knew we were Americans, defenseless Americans, no way to fight back, shot and killed and torpedoed 34 innocent Americans and wounded 174 others, including myself. It's something I'll never forget. Some of the wounds were so severe, you couldn't even look at them. You'd break into tears. The suffering was immense. Jet aircraft was sent to come to our aid within 15 minutes of the attack. We got an urgent message out. Thanks to Terry Halbardier. Unfortunately, he has passed on. He received the Silver Star for his courageous actions and his a fearless attempt to make sure we got the message out to the Sixth Fleet, which we did, not only to the Sixth Fleet, but around the world, even as far as Vietnam, Morocco, everywhere in the world heard it. Under attack, but we didn't know who we were under attack by. We had no idea because the jet aircraft were unmarked, Steer and Mirage jets. They came in hot, they came in fast, they came in mean. It's a piece of history that has been erased. And that's why the movie and the film is called Erasing the Liberty. Because that's what they want. They want it erased. With that being said, I know there's a lot to go through. And we've got, you know, on this great radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network, which has been so kind to me and kind to Dave and many other people that have been on my radio show. Your voice counts every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But we go into this in detail, and we'll go into more detail on every radio show we get on. And it is my great pleasure to be on with you, along with my good friend, Dave Gahari. Dave, if you'd please take off, sir, and welcome aboard to this wonderful radio show and this great radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, thank you, and welcome, Dave. And just for one moment, sir, the pleasure and the honor is mine. And Dave, I personally, just as an American, I thank you, and I urge all of our listeners to please, please, I ask you, if you want to do one thing for me in appreciation or in honor of these men and what we do here at RBN, I urge you to get behind the funding of this film. This film must be made. It must be completed. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Yes,
Bill,
sir.
Good to hear you, as always. And I had sent over through Skype the link to the website. the USSLibertyMovie.com website, where people can take a look at what we're attempting to do and make a donation if they like. And you have read, Tom, a little bit about the film.
Yes, sir.
From the website.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, it is sad, and perhaps that's really the main thing that's motivating me, is how these guys were left out there. Like Phil said, it's a bunch of bullshit that leave no man behind. I mean, obviously they showed their true colors there. What Johnson said was he doesn't care if that ship sinks, he's not going to embarrass his ally. So right there, it shows you what this guy Johnson thought about these American boys, really, just young men. I know that I've spoken, thanks to Phil, to many of the survivors, and most of them were like 21, 22, something like that. I think, Phil, how old were you when you were on Liberty?
At the time of the attack, I was 20 years old. Dave and Tom, and I might add, you brought up a very good point about us being left behind. McNamara and LBJ called the jet aircraft back from USS Saratoga by our gallant Captain Tully, who has since passed on, and this part of his life ruined this American hero's fighter pilot, World War II, one of the bravest men I've ever talked to, along with Admiral Moore and many, many others. But my point being is that how did LBJ know who was attacking us when we didn't know who was attacking us? This is within 15 to 20 yeah. minutes of the attack.
Well, we know who LBJ is about. He was involved in far more, so many devious things. Sir, it doesn't surprise me one bit that he was in on it. And I can only, I mean, just look at the whole John F. Kennedy involvement, and it kind of speaks volumes, his little wink and blink on the airplane.
Yeah, it does, and please go ahead, Dave. Sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to get that point in that they knew who was attacking us even before we did. So, if that doesn't tell you something, folks, and it goes on to this very administration, the Congress is bought and paid for by the Zionist State of Israel. Period. If you don't like to hear that, it's too bad.
No, sir, that's very true. And you know, Dave, I do want you to continue, but I want to say something because I know that I have a couple ears tonight who have been very critical of my criticism of the government, of the state of Israel and their Zionist-led regime. I've been called names. You know the names that I've been called. It has divided my family. It has alienated me from portions of my family, which saddens me. But even still, I have noticed that the pressure would have been easier for me to just keep my mouth shut, cave in, like so many other people have done. But this is something that cannot... This cycle has to be broken of the fear of being criticized and called names, of Marxist constructs. And I tell you, Dave, I want you to finish up, but I want the ears out there to know, this is not an attack upon people. This is an attack upon a corrupt ideology of supremacism, and it will be overcome. We will be right back with Dave and with Phil. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Genetic disease, you're parasitical prone, you could never be pleased. Everywhere you've gone, you've been treated for fleas. It's time to delouse the house, we don't need none of these. Arming themselves to the teeth while taking Americans' guns, and all the time they're having so much fun. Just take a look what they've done. Just take a look, just take a look what they've done.
They took the gold from Gaddafi and the petrol from Hussein, playing God with Assad's democratic regime. All over your Talmud vision, ISIS is seen, but that big plasma screen is a crisis machine. High definition for the Goyim, holy hola hoax, Ilya Ehrenberg's dream. There's too many facets for you to understand the plan, from plundering opium and lithium in Afghanistan to justifying a fraudulent
crisis
to attack
Iran and fight Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. With David Gahary, Phil Turney, survivor of the United States ship Liberty, and its bloody and awful attack in international waters off the coast of Egypt during the Six-Day War, a provoked, attempted false flag attack to be blamed upon Egypt to turn American sentiment against those who would stand against land theft, genocide, and the absolute atrocious attack upon this ship. We're back, and I want to turn this over to Dave Gahary. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, just picking up on what we were discussing prior to the break, and as Phil said, they knew. The evidence is clear. They knew 100% who they were attacking. So there isn't any question about that. They were caught on the airwaves saying that's an American ship. And being replied to, yes, that is. Well, we don't want to attack it. Attack it. You know, some pilots ostensibly turned around and refused to attack the ship. I don't know if that's true. We don't know if that's true, but that's the story. Like I said, this book is just based on facts. So if we don't have the facts, then we're not going to talk about it. We do know for sure that, for 100% sure, that Israel knew that they were attacking a U.S. ship. There's no question about that. What makes this book different from Phil's other book that he mentioned, What I Saw That Day, which was basically a memoir describing his life right before the Navy, and of course the his time on the ship before the Liberty, and then the Liberty, then after the Liberty, and of course his quest, his saga to tell the story about the Liberty and all the obstacles that he came across. What Phil wanted in this book was not just his memoirs, but the firsthand testimony from Liberty survivors and other sailors who were aboard the Liberty prior to that cruise, and also from the various ships that assisted the Liberty after the attack, coupled with all the information that we garnered from all of the books that have been written about the Liberty. The great thing about this book is that, as I said, it's not just Phil. We have about 10 other Liberty survivors, plus about 5 other sailors who were aboard other ships, and we delved into, I think, about 6 other books. So there's never been a book like this one where we have nothing but facts, nothing but information, nothing but firsthand testimony, and it points and it shows, it's very clearly that the State of Israel knew that they were attacking the U.S. ship. And what Phil mentioned earlier is very important, because some people will say, oh, it was a case of mistaken identity. It's so sad. Yes, they just didn't know the fog of war. A case of mistaken identity is 1 or 2 shots, not a 90-minute sustained, violent, vicious attack. It wasn't just rockets and cannon fire. It was napalm. It was dropping napalm on sailors, young men who were out there trying to put out fires on the deck of the ship and trying to rescue the wounded. It was machine gunning the life rafts of the Liberty, which were dropped into the water when they were preparing to abandon ship, which is a war crime.
That's the part that disgusts me the most. We have to take a break, sir, where we'll pick up where you left off. This is Tom Lacovara Stewart, Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. See you guys in a minute.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm a human holograph. I can see your sheepish laugh. You really wanna feel the burn. Will you people ever learn? Are you in love with Killery? Your motherfucker's killing me.
As far as I'm concerned, you're a misinformed.
If you don't cast a vote for Donald Trump,
it's an endless battle for supremacy. You never know from day to day who just may be your enemy. You better learn how to navigate the bedlam, or chances are you just may have a date with Red Rum. You couldn't be that Pollyannish to think even a head of state couldn't simply vanish into the thick mist, gone with the quickness, just like they gave the Goyim fiat money for Christmas. You're in deep doo-doo. It's a prudent bet when communists are making promises to pay your student debt. All your leaders are beholden to a mutant set. I can't believe the Goyim haven't figured out it's Jewish yet.
Shapeshift. Welcome back. Gifting, making races hate. Resurrection Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I just want to start this next segment with just a few short quotes from Ariel Sharon, October 3rd, 2001. I want to tell you something very clear. Do not worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it. Another quote. Anti-Semitism is nothing but the antagonistic attitude
produced in non-Jews by the Jewish group. This is a normal social reaction, Albert Einstein. And following that, the last quote I'll share with you before Dave and Phil take the floor. Our race is the master race. We are the divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. This quote was by Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin. The Israel that you do not know and you are not told about. Folks, many Christians out there have been in absolute complete support of a government created and funded by the Rothschilds. Not a people representative of a biblical people. Not a people representative of an attitude of love and caring for their fellow man. There is no master race. A master race is an ideology that many people compare with Nazism. Menachem Begin said this. Gentlemen, the floor is yours.
Well, just let me say about Menachem Begin, who was the terrorist who actually perfected or made famous the truck bomb. So that is who we're talking about there. And, of course, he became one of the leader of this fake country. And I think, I'm sure Phil feels the same way, that the jig is pretty much up for Israel. That's why they're desperately trying to stop this BDS. The spotlight's been shown on them for so many years. People are finally waking up, and look at this great song that you played here on your show. I mean, that's terrific. I mean, for the uninitiated to hear that, they wouldn't, of course, understand. But for us, and you know, we've been studying this for a long time, and I know Phil has been for much longer than I have because of what he went through, sadly. The game that these guys have been playing, it is just about done. And it has changed really in the last year or so that the jig has been up. So, and it's not even so much about the Jews and, you know, what the Jews are all about. And of course, these aren't the Jews of ancient Israel. That's been proven too. They have no relationship to the ancient Israelites, the people who are most closely related genetically to the ancient Israelites or the modern day Palestinians. It's not even that. It's that the Jews or the Israelis could do whatever they wanted, let's say, with the liberty. But if we had real Americans in government, who would say at that, are you kidding me? We have somebody attacking a U.S. ship? It's Israel? I don't give a damn who it is. You go out there and you defend that ship. That's an American ship. If we had that, then none of this would really matter. But we didn't even have that. And that's why Phil was saying that whole thing about we don't leave a man behind is a bunch of crap. It really is. Because the government of the United States, for a while, but I mean, if we want to look at the government of the United States vis-a-vis Israel, it's been corrupted. It started actually during the Kennedy administration when Kennedy realized that he could use the influence of the domestic Jewish vote to get things done. That's when it really started. But of course, after they massacred him in broad daylight, Johnson kind of perfected it. He was surrounded by Jewish Zionists. His entire administration was controlled by Jewish Zionists. So that, of course, had a lot to do with why he took the position he did, calling the planes back. I mean, if you think about a United States ship being attacked by a foreign power, I don't care who it is, and then you think about your own president getting on the horn and saying, get those planes back, this has got to be the biggest cover-up, biggest unknown cover-up in the history of this country. Phil, would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. You know this piece of history probably better than most people, and probably I'll guarantee you do. And you know, I just wanted to thank Tom for having us on his radio show, and his belief of being a patriotic American.
Sir, coming from you, that is an honor, and you owe me no thanks. It is literally our duty to bring the truth to light. I, as a Christian, I struggled with this for many years as I realized the depth of what this meant. Many people who know me know that there were some things in earlier on in my life that caused me to question many things, and it made me the person that I am. And I have to say that really people like yourself, and you know, Phil, I've heard you over the past several years. I've watched and I've taken in and read everything that I could about the USS Liberty. At first, I was a skeptic. I went to my own stepfather, who was an honorable man, but he was a U.S. Navy veteran from the Vietnam era around that time. And I asked him, without sharing any of the information with him yet, because I wanted to know what a Navy man had to say about this. And what he had to say was this. He said, "Oh, the USS Liberty, I remember that." He said that was a horrible mistake. And then he went on to tell me, you know, the typical propaganda that that many people hear. And I just want, if he may be listening tonight, for him to hear this. He doesn't know that the founder of Zionism itself encouraged anti-Semitism as a way to manipulate by saying, Theodor Herzl in 1897 said, "It is essential that the sufferings of the Jews become visibly worse. This will assist in realization of our plans. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby, and that they will strengthen the persecution and the oppression of the Jews. The anti-Semites shall be our best friends." Folks, this group at the apex of Zionist power and control used normal Jews, which I compare very much to like propagandized Americans today. I don't hate them. As a matter of fact, my co-host was an Ashkenazi Jew convert to Jesus Christ. He was a Jew himself. He is, by definition, still a Jew. I love him like he was my brother, and it is an ideology that causes this violence that I stand against. It's not the blood coursing through their veins. It's not the race that they are or that they are not, but a poisonous, venomous ideology that, as my faith says, as Jesus said to them, you are of Abraham, but you are not Abraham's children, for if you were, you would love me, you would not seek to kill me. This ideology that founded Zionism only a few hundred years ago was born of a sect among the Jewish people that came out of Babylon. It's an ancient sect, and it is remanifested itself in modern day politics in the past 200 years, of course funded by Rothschild, who is in fact the Rothschild were Knights of Malta. So this is not an indictment against a race, because Jews are not a race. This is not an indictment against the people for the blood that they curse in their veins. This is an attack against evil that came up within a people. People themselves, Jews themselves, that are used as scapegoats and offered as sacrifices to achieve an agenda. And that is what we expose. I really want to make that clear to our listening audience. This must be exposed.
Well, Tom, you know, you're very learned about what you're talking about. And I can understand your heart and what you believe in. But, you know, when Dave and I took the oath, when we joined the United States Navy, and by the way, Dave was a sailor aboard the USS Skate, submarine, nuclear sub, and he was, worked with nuclear components. He was an electrician on there, and he's retired Navy now. And, he gave his oath to this country to defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yes, sir.
And my dealings with Dave and many other people that have been in the military is the same thing. Just because we took the oath many years ago does not relieve us of our duties as American citizens and believing in the Constitution of the United States of America, that all men are created equal. And that, we should be very thankful for people like Dave Gaharry. It was a blessing. He came into my life. He's the brains behind many things, especially this movie. And Dave will get more into that about how to donate and how to save America, as you've done. And I tell you, it's more than heartwarming to have people like you, especially on this great radio station RBN. And you know what? I've never been censored by RBN, Stat Miller, or anybody else.
No,
of who
neither
I
have
can
I.
And can't have on. And I've had a lot of Jewish people, I mean, very, very important people. But the question being is not against the religion. It's against the Zionist regime that wants to take over the world.
And yes, sir.
They're doing it on our dime. On America's dime, and if you're not ordained by the ADL, you don't make it to Congress, you don't make it to dog catcher, you don't make it to president, because without them, you're not politically correct.
And politically correct, just, by the way, that term, a loaded term created by Karl Marx and put forth to silence dissent.
Absolutely. I just wanted to mention one more thing.
No, go ahead, sir.
Is my deep appreciation for many, many things, many blessings in my life. And, we're coming up on the 50th year, and we're ever going to do it, as Dave has said, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but Dave knows me very well, and we think on the same wavelengths. If we don't do this, it'll never get done. This is the year to do it. And we can't do it by ourselves. We need God-fearing, God-bless, all Americans. But we need from all walks of life. We've got donations from all over the world. Some of them $5. Just $5. They want to see this film made. They don't have the money. They don't have a lot of money. But, it takes a group of people, a large group of people. And because of one newspaper that Dave is the backbone of, it's the old Spotlight, now they call it the American Free Press, we were able to build a library because of an article that I was on the front page of, that Tricia Katzen wrote about, and two entrepreneurs out of Grafton, Wisconsin, built us a library over right at $1 million or maybe over. And there are people out there that can donate that kind of money. If they want to see America live as our forefathers fought and died for, give it up, folks. Give it up for America. Don't give it up for for just us. Give it up for yourself. Help us make this movie. I beg you. And I don't beg for anything, but I'm begging to get this film done. I will do anything to do it within, of course, being law-abiding. I'm not going to rob a bank or nothing like that. But, you know, I'm looking to search people's hearts and their minds.
You gave me the image of robbing a bank if we only had real banks. But, folks, what Phil is saying, we do absolutely need your support in the making of this film, and not just your support financially. You need to take, we're making a Spreaker podcast of the show. You can also go to RBN Archives and take a copy of the show. I'm going to be making a video version with minus the commercials so that we can spread it around on social media. And folks, even if you don't have any money, even if all you have is time, use your time wisely and spread this episode far and wide with messages to your friends to please support in the effort of sustaining truth and honor in this press that we call alternative media. Folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Because your priest will tell you that life begins at conception, but a priest will also tell you it's okay to when you're only 12 with all the horrible, horrible that your priest is pumping into your kid's head. His should be the least of your worries. A little bit of mouthwash and a few years of therapy will get rid of that. That will torture you for a lifetime.
Just look at all of the degenerate entertainment they peddle into children.
children who don't have the wherewithal to know what's better than nonsense. They're preying on the innocence with lunacy, drip drop, pish posh, poppycock buffoonery. The urgency is illustrated oh so beautifully. I'm sorry that it had to get to this level for you to see. You've been getting raped in your ass. Your advisors are akin to a snake in the grass. But you keep on listening while they're whispering in your ear. You don't hear the conditioning. I'm irate by the shit that I've been witnessing. That's why I must protect my state like militiamen. These sycophants are sickening, that's why I'm sticking them. And if I saw them all on fire, I swear I wouldn't piss on them. If anything, I'd put them on the grill and sizzle them and plate them up and serve them like a three-star Michelin. Your Congress critters kosher. Billions of dollars is coming out your pockets. Mega shekels. Make them do what they're supposed to. They f***ing up Gaza, you're paying for their rockets. Mega shekels. What you wouldn't do to get them? You can't get enough of that. Oh no. Mega shekels. Don't you know how to play the victim? I'll be the judge of that. Call me the gavel breaker, the black roll burner and hassle maker. Take you to the desert, tie you to cactus and rattlesnake you. The actuator to facilitate the matter greater. Hit you with the agitator, serve you with the mashed potato. Equalizer.
Welcome back.
Complete survivor, the stranger in your
resurrect the republic. Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast.
Honored and privileged to be with fine men tonight who are trying to make this film that needs to be made. Folks, we need the truth, and we need to do it in a communication medium that people today understand. Yes, they read articles too a bit, but mostly headlines. It is important that we put the truth in a media format that people can absorb and they can understand. It's the sign of the times. Everybody's used to seeing things in video. Well, this is what these men are doing. They're putting together a film that encapsulates all of the truth and the revelations that we have discovered regarding the attack upon the USS Liberty, with crew members killed and so many more wounded. I just want you to vision one thing as these gentlemen go on from here. The fact that lifeboats, even if this went down the way they said it did, even if men who are put to sea on lifeboats who are injured and attacked in the lifeboats is such a hideous crime. It's an international war crime. Even if it was a mistake, I have one question. Even if, why were not those who were responsible for attacking the lifeboats, why were they not prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? The answer is quite simple, folks. In that one revelation, and if you take everything away from what happened to the USS Liberty, and you only indict one thing glaringly tells the truth about the evil that occurred that day. You don't attack injured, defenseless men in a lifeboat that are fleeing for their lives. That in and of itself is a crime. We're going into our second hour. Folks, I want you to burn that image into your minds. What if you were in that lifeboat, fleeing for your life, bleeding and wounded and unarmed? Think about it. We'll be back into our second hour. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.